You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Man, is it nice out. It is so nice out.
A couple more days of this.
You know what today? You know what I was thinking of walking here today? I'm not even lying. What today, you know what kind of day we have to hope for? Is there a saint to pray to for weather?
I gotta think about that.
Dom, if you're listening, Dom, you'll know every saint. What name is a saint for? I remember I did a story one time. I'm trying to dig out my. Todd, you'd be able to do this. Do you have the type of thing?
Saint Medard.
Really?
Medard. M-E-D-A-R-D.
Oh, Medard.
Yeah, you know him.
Open up a line of hardware stores.
Say big money at Medard's.
I have a nice stone chisel for you on sale.
I never heard
10
of him.
10 pieces of silver.
You know what? How come I haven't?
I haven't either. But I remember I did a story one time with the, do you remember the old Lady of Charity, Jim? Across from Southwest High School. The nuns ran it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And for girls who, you know.
Yeah.
And, I did a big, they were like most diehard Packer fans. So when I was doing the old Lindy Infante show, I spent a game with them watching the Packer game. Mm-hmm. And they're so into what saints they were praying to for different things. And the watch, they would be, I'm praying to Saint Sebastian.
For the first down.
It's the saint of gaming.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't know there was a saint of gaming. But it's like, it got them all. So anyway. But
pray to the weather. We always, when we were little kids, had prayed for good weather. But I remember my mom saying
a specific,
to this saint.
Yeah.
We would lost things. Of course, everybody knows that. And travel.
Saint Anthony.
And Anthony and Francis,
there is no one.
Christopher.
There is no one that has come through for me more than Saint Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're related.
Yeah. I mean, that is a good one.
Serious.
That is a good one.
I think he is. I think he's from my Anthony Pizzotti family.
There you go.
But anyway, what I'm saying is I pray for weather like this when we have a regatta.
Are you a kayak race?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
When is that?
Our kayak race.
Okay, I think there's one coming up this weekend. Because this weekend's not going to be as great. It's going to be like 60. But anyway, for ours, yes, we'll pray to
there's
Saint.
There's like no wind.
Saint Menard?
Saint Menard's.
No, Medard.
Medard.
M-E-D-A-R-D.
I got to do a little research on that. I got to ask my mom about that one. I don't remember praying to him.
Yeah.
We got a huge amount of comments about your little race. People really want
good.
You to
do
that.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
And the East Twin Rivers, that's going to be great.
I think there might be some betting going on.
That's fine.
I was wondering about that.
That's fine.
I was wondering if that was possible. Because did you see the big announcement by Major League Baseball?
No.
They are throwing out the restrictions against Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson,
yep,
1980 White Sox. So they're throwing all those out. I mean, allow them to be eligible.
Right.
For the Hall of Fame.
How many of those are living?
None.
You know what?
None.
I mean, it's great for their
families.
I forgot, I
was going to say, well, Pete Rose, that's it. No, he died.
No, that was a big deal.
Yeah. You're right, none. Yeah. All posthumous.
Yeah. It's kind of like too late, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
For them, because, look, like the...
And they're not even saying, well, now you're going into the Hall of Fame.
No, I know, he's just eligible.
Still, they might not get in.
Right. But they're eligible. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. It's fun. It's great for the family. It's great for the kids. But nothing like being there. You know, like Canton. You know, it's nice that they're there. That there's. I don't know how many people are put in there after their death. Are there a lot in Canton?
Yeah, too many.
Okay.
And I don't mean that they're putting in too many people.
No.
Too many don't get in while they're alive and can enjoy it. And like a lot of people say, what, did he get better 5 years after he was dead?
Yeah.
Where 6 years ago he wasn't good enough?
Right.
Now 5 years later he's dead, and all of a sudden now he becomes good enough?
It's all of those Hall of Fames, even the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
I mean, Warren Zevon was never in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
unbelievable.
They pushed for years, and now he's gone. And
yeah.
I was reading up on that. Actually, this morning, isn't that funny you bring that up?
Yeah.
Why they picked Cleveland and...
Well, that's where Alan Freed started, wasn't it? With rock and roll.
Some radio guys.
It was a radio thing.
It was a radio thing, yeah. But when was that, 86? When was that, 86, 80? Anyway, have you been down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, right?
Yeah.
That initial building was $65 million. I don't think that's unbelievable. So if we would do something here for 15, we could probably get a pretty nice Hall of Fame, don't you think?
Well, when they built that, it was like, I know, it was, whoa, a long time ago. But it was like, it's all glass.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's in kind of a crappy part of town.
Yes.
I mean, it's down by the lake, But
anyway, yes, that's, hey, we got to talk about, you know, I mean, love doing this show, but yesterday we were both kind of out in the community doing good things.
Well, yeah, boy, what a tragic story. I went to the Green Bay Police Department. Hey, have you met the chief?
Oh, yeah.
What a good guy.
He's a great guy. Davis?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I said something to him where it just got real quiet real quick. He looked at me like, you got a problem? Okay. I go, hey, chief, I just heard something about you. He goes, what's that? I go, you couldn't get into a good school either. He kind of looks at me like, what? Sun Devils.
Well, he went to ASU.
Heck yeah. So we had some good Sun Devil stories. Good. But what a tragic story. Talking about, they honored this one, because yesterday was to honor, well, the whole week, I think, isn't it? To honor fallen law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And the Green Bay Police Department put together a nice little program right outside the door. And they had one of the plaques out of one of the officers that, you know, lost his life in the line of duty. And it's from like 1950. And it was like, I think 2 days. Actually, I took some pictures of it, Todd. You might be able to tell the date. I want to say like 2 or 3 days before Christmas, okay? So at the corner of Maine and Webster,
mm-hmm.
okay? And in those days, at certain times, guys used to activate the stoplights by hand,
mm-hmm.
okay? And he'd called his wife. He's at a drugstore. I think it might still be standing there, corner of Maine and Webster. I don't know. But anyway, I was actually thinking, well, CVS would be Maine and Webster.
Yeah, it is. In the car dealership, the plant place, and then that restaurant.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay, so anyway, the guy calls his wife. He goes into the drugstore, calls his wife, said, hey, I'm already coming home. You're leaving in 10 minutes. I'm going to walk home. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Guy comes through. Oh, I see. Might have been an Army. Whatever. Hits him and kills him. Yeah. Okay? So his blood alcohol, back then it was like 2.0 or 0.2 or however that works.
Yeah.
And he was like a hundredth of a thing underneath it. So they couldn't charge him with anything.
1951. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gets hit by that guy right after calling his wife right before Christmas saying he's walking home.
Yeah.
And he gets hit by this. But what it was, the guy stepped in the brakes and the roads were bad and slippery and just, you know, slid through the thing.
Okay, so they honored him yesterday? I didn't read about that. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
but they took his plaque up.
That's nice.
They had
That's
his
great.
Plaque displayed for the thing. But what a trap. I mean, when you read about it, a couple days before Christmas,
oh, man.
Calls his wife, she's getting dinner ready, and then he gets killed.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that tragic?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It is. Never a good time, but yeah, that's really tough around the holidays.
Yeah.
Especially for those kids.
Yeah.
And you were out yesterday.
Yes.
Would you speak or something?
I did. I was there. Speaker for the Leadership Green Bay. Did you go through that like yesteryear?
Yes.
Okay. And that you apply to that. I think it's 40 or 42 business people. Well, I should say they're business people. They could be in a nonprofit. And they go through 9 months of learning about the community. So they spend a day on history. And Mary Jane Herbert takes you all over the city and tells you all about the history, the day on the environment, day on social services. You know, they come to the community shelter.
And by the way, that poster they have hanging at the library, or that banner,
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It is.
That's the one she told me about that the guy did years and years ago because he hated that the people that come into Green Bay, first thing they saw was just dilapidated.
Right.
And they had that big banner of it. Mm-hmm. So she's very proud that that's hanging at the Brown County Library.
That's great.
Okay.
But and then they had their graduation yesterday. So it's pretty cool. I went through that. I don't know when, but talked about how now that they're through all that stuff, this isn't the end. It's the beginning. You got to get involved in stuff. I mean, the mayor makes over 100 appointments, right? Non-elected appointments. There's 2,000 nonprofits in Brown County. 2,000. I mean, get involved in one of those things. I mean, we need people who are well-rounded. So anyway, it was great. And then they had, they got up and talked 1 minute each about what they got out of it. And it was great. They made friends and much better understanding of the community. And there's leadership Oshkosh, there's leadership Appleton.
I mean, yep.
But the guy who runs it, I was just talking to John, Glenn Tilot, who's in charge of that, has been in charge of it for, I don't know, 25 years. He's going to be coming on and just talk about how important every community should have a leadership program, even Leadership Two Rivers. I'm not kidding you. Even though it's 12,000 people.
Yeah.
Because you drive by these buildings or you don't, or you hear something on TV about Alzheimer's. Well, okay, you don't really know it, but if you go through Leadership Green Bay, you really learn it. They come in, they speak to you, and
no,
you
just
stronger your community. On that. And I agree. Project. So anyway, that was fun. I really enjoyed that yesterday. Great group of kids. Although, John, I did feel a little older. They're young.
They're starting up too young these days. They're letting these kids get out in the world way too young.
Oh, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I did. I just felt like, wow, I didn't have a lot of friends in that room. I knew their companies because they're all sponsored by a company. It's $2,000 to go through the course. You know, there's people from Nicolet, from Associated, but wow, they were just younger. I made that.
Yeah, that's great, though,
it
man.
It was great. I mean, we need
it's
that.
Awesome. And
I was,
well, absolutely.
I went through that 25 years ago. I was younger. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it's just like going to see your doctor. You
right,
know?
It is. They're younger.
Like, yeah,
you mean like these surges that Mark Houston bring in?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Dookie Hauser, I know.
I want somebody with a gray beard.
Right. I don't know if I do. I think
they're so up to the new technology. They're unbelievable.
And that is
unbelievable.
Really true, because even these older guys, they don't want to kind of learn some of this new stuff.
I work with that attitude sometimes.
Oh, my God, Todd. I was watching a movie the other night, and it's like, that's who Todd looks like.
Who?
I don't know his name.
Of course.
The movie was Defiant. It's about these Jewish people in Poland, World War II, and the Nazis came in. They moved out into the forest, and they built caves and underground things, and they fought the Nazis. When the Nazis would come out to find them, they were like, screw you. We're not getting on the trucks or the trains. We're going to go down fighting. And it's based on a totally true story. These two Polish brothers, the Babliński brothers or something, they were just like, you know what? You want us? Come on, get us.
Good name for the movie.
Yeah, Defiant. Did you see it?
I'm looking it up. I've never seen it before.
The guy with the kind of beard.
Well,
what's his name?
There's a Luke Crisp.
No, it's Liam something. Leave.
Oh, no. Okay. I've had somebody tell me that before.
Okay.
No.
Because even his beard in that movie is like exactly the way yours is right now. By the way,
Lee Schreiber?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you see it?
All my whole life I've had.
Oh, no kidding.
That. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Put it up.
Not the most handsome guy in the world.
No, not at all.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks, John.
I didn't say he looked like me. God, come on. I got this one. I pray to the saint of hospital comedies, Saint Elsewhere. Brian? All right, Brian. Okay. A little snarky.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing? When you go back into that cast, you know Denzel Washington played the part of like an intern?
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
I remember that was a good show. Mm-hmm.
That was a great show. Like I said, I think one of the greatest lineups of all times. It was Cheers, St. Elsewhere, and Hill Street Blues on the same night, Thursday nights in the fall. That was spectacular. Wow. We should bring that back. Okay, what do we got going on today? Oh, by the way, I was going to say, right across the street from the police station. And I think, do we have our young lady coming in today?
We do.
Jocelyn Flores?
Yep.
Great. But anyway, across the street from the police station, it was a little warm yesterday, so I went over just to get this little cold thing. And it's a little, like, pop-up juice and stuff kind of shop right there.
Well, it's an
I shouldn't say pop-up.
It's an extension of the ADRC, right? It's their coffee they can juice out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really great. Neat.
It's awesome.
That is really cool.
They use that space out there. Yeah. That's nice. It's used a lot more in the summer, but it's great to just hang out there.
I didn't know you could walk by and order and stuff. It's like I thought it was a separate thing. That was really cool. You'd be so proud of me. And pomegranate something.
Wow, was it good?
A weird, even Bill Morgan was at the event, the law enforcement event. I said, don't say anything. It's healthy. Because it looked very, looked like aqua velvet. Quick break. Great lineup for you. I'm back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back! great, great looking Wednesday morning. 97.9 FM, WGBW. 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app. 54 in Green Bay, 61 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh. Partly cloudy today, possible showers. High in the low 70s. You know, it's weird. I was talking to my brother yesterday up in the UP. Mm-hmm. It's just the time of year. You know, I was really wanting to get out and start fishing before everything gets too crazy and everything. But he said it's such a bizarre thing up there because they, like, 3 days ago, the streams and everything were just torrents. I mean, just so, you know, from the snow melt.
Right.
It was just unbelievable. Just like these, like, whitewater things, all right? So you had that for a few days. Now, it's so dry. They've had such, you can't even have a backyard fire.
Yeah, you were saying that.
It's gone from such an extreme to such an extreme degree. All this water, but yet it's so dry. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Is that really, is that serious that you can't even have a campfire?
It is so serious
up
there.
I think that is true, yes.
I'll tell you one thing I've noticed, though. Wow. After all those fires out west and everything, they've gotten a lot stricter about things. A lot more strict. Yeah. I mean, whatever happens out there in Colorado, whatever could happen in the UP or northern Wisconsin. I mean,
some of that's arson, but yeah, okay. Well, all right, if it's that dry and it takes off like that and, you know, all these acres that, yeah, there's still, there's just an article yesterday about, they're still hurting getting some money from
North Carolina or whatever?
No, actually, it's California that somebody slow playing them a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, that,
it's going to be a while.
That has got everybody's eye, those fires now, yeah. As far as no matter, well, even northern Wisconsin. Brittany's on vacation, right, Todd?
Yeah, she'll be back next week.
But she'd be able to hear that whole area where she is and that whole little bit north and to the west of her. Highest warning, I believe, they have for fire danger. Yeah. Yeah, it's that dry. Vicky says, happy hump day, fellas. Yes, happy hump day to you, Vicky.
Yes.
Text here from Terry. Tonight is the 19th annual St. Norbert Men's Basketball Steak Fry in honor of Woody Wilson at Epic Center. Be there, Terry. They always do a great job, man. They always have just phenomenal raffle items and auction items and things like that. They've done a great job with that.
And we went to the steak fry last year. That was GB we went to.
Yeah.
We went to GB.
They actually had theirs the other night, too.
Yes.
Their GB steak
fry. Saw that.
What else going on today? We got, today is Dance Like a Chicken Day. Okay. Is that the old chicken dance thing?
I'm sure.
I'm guessing.
Something I've never done in my entire life.
Yes.
And never will.
Not even been for to a video? Wedding no. Where they pulled you out on the dance floor?
I've never danced at a wedding.
No wedding at all? Not with, you know.
Polka? Mm-mm. How about doing slow dances?
Couple maybe, right. But not at weddings.
Not with your daughters or anything?
That would be it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but not any other kind
else.
Of. Uh-uh.
Well, you're a.
I've never danced in public. Fun. In my life. And that, you know why?
Right. Wait, do you have that big of a ego that you.
No, not at all.
Everybody's looking at me on the dance floor. Just
the opposite.
Well, then why don't you dance?
Makes guys feel bad they can't do it.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That could lead to fights. It could be like, hey, I saw you out there bumping and grinding. I don't want any of that.
No,
don't need that stuff here.
I like that wedding dance where you all go out there, married couples, and then they kind of chip it away at, have you been married?
How long you been married?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The last people on the floor, like 60 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a long time.
Absolutely.
So that's cool. Yeah.
I bet I'm the only person to say it. I've never danced in public.
I don't know if you're the only person, but that's, I don't know if, I don't know why you're like proud of that. Because I don't think that's a good thing, John. I think dancing's fun, right? You dance with your daughters. I don't believe that. You never dance with your daughters at a wedding?
When they were married.
Like a father-daughter dance kind
that.
Of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not talking about that. Just.
Nope.
Any twist, any of that stuff?
Zero.
Okay, you're a lot of fun.
John, right. Bust a move, Mino. Wow. I get to see him dancing to this.
And the funny thing is, I can do it. I can do it. I got it.
Really?
I know I can.
Even with that artificial hip?
It's even made it better. Hey, I got to tell you something funny. So at the police department yesterday, kind of covering that thing.
Yeah.
The event for Civic Media and everything. And I get down low. You could see that one shot where the police officer, the honor guard, comes marching in.
Yeah.
So I got down on my knees, kind of get that low shot coming up, okay?
Oh,
so young, I don't even know what station she worked for, but the three network cameras were all set up there. And she had her tripod, and I'm down there on her knee,
help.
I tap her on the leg. Yeah. Okay, she looks down like, who's this? I go, Is it okay if I grab your tripod to help myself up? She just kind of looks at me. So I did. I go, artificial hip.
There you go.
Yeah. Did she let you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to ask for.
Could you help me?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The tripod's okay.
But you ever get in one of those weird positions or two when you get to, it's okay, how do I kind of gracefully get up from this thing?
Do you ever reach for something and pull a muscle?
Never.
And it's like,
I never have.
Oh, my God.
Ever. Michael says, John Travolta Mino. There you go. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. But you know what the problem is in my era? And you're in the same era, Jim. They keep changing stuff.
But that's half the fun, right? When they do the line dance?
No, but when you're a kid, it's like, okay, you go to a wedding reception. Everybody's doing the twist. Okay, everybody can do that. Anybody can do that. I can even do that. And then...
That's harder than you think now. Have you tried it lately, John? We're getting older.
The twist?
The twist is a little harder now. It's a little harder than it was when we were 14.
You'll be sore the next day.
You won't get up. You can take that tripod out there with you.
Can I continue?
Yes.
Excuse me. I didn't know if, if that was the end of it. Okay. No. So then it goes almost right from that... to disco.
Right.
Yep.
Do I look like a disco guy?
No. You do.
I do.
In your polyester suits, he does. Right. Remember with
that's
that hair,
true.
Right? You had the big curly afros?
Yeah, you would. No, that wasn't my thing, but yeah.
Oh, I had a lot of chicks ask me to dance at the discos.
I'm sure.
Sun Devil Disco.
I'm sure you do.
God, I hate this. Yeah, no. They didn't do it for me.
See, I kind of got it.
You do.
Yeah. I kind of got it.
Okay. At least for chair dancing, which is a whole different category.
But I've never poked it in my life.
What?
Never.
Okay, Oktoberfest this year, Jim, we've got to get that done.
We got to polka, man. Just, do you know how to polka?
I don't know how to polka, Jim.
Do you know how to count to three, Johnny?
Uno, dos, tres.
That's all you need.
Thank you. Mano de mare!
Wait a minute. A polka's in 2/4, though, isn't it? A waltz is in 3.
Whoa, did Jim just get schooled?
That's not true.
I love it.
He's wrong.
From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Beautiful, beautiful morning out there. 54 right now in Green Bay, 61 in Afton, 57 in Oshkosh. And as I mentioned, this is the kind of day we're going to have when we have our first annual regatta race between Jim and myself. We want a mirror glass-like finish on Lily Lake.
Kayak. Not a regatta. Kayak.
I'll call it whatever I want to call it.
All right.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start watching all those movies about the rowers. Yeah. There's some good ones out there. I'm going to watch them all.
Okay.
Getting in shape. We have a ticket giveaway for Festa Italiana, which is coming up at the Automobile Gallery this weekend, which is a phenomenal event. Brewers taking on the Guardians. Getaway day in WSS today. They are playing terrible. I mean.
Yeah. It has been good.
They got shut out back-to-back games again. That's the second time that's happened. Back-to-back games. Shut out. Three hits. Nada. Well, we're with somebody that is knocking out of the park. Jocelyn Flores. Rise and Grind, which is right on the other side of the wall from us right here on North Washington Street. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, guys.
Glad you're here. I begged you 16 times since you're like still painting the walls in there.
She's busy. You're always busy.
I'm busy. Right. I'm a busy person.
Yes, you are.
She was walking by yesterday, Jim, and Mino literally went running out the door to grab her and say, you're coming on tomorrow morning. So
I'm glad you're here because you need to get the word out. I mean, we were talking before we came on here. There's a lot of coffee shops out there, but you're unique in just the taste and some of the other things you offer. Why don't you talk about
Angelato?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like, yes, like you said, there's a lot of coffee shops, but I feel like every coffee shop has its own unique flavor and its own unique, like with food, its own unique seasoning. So not every coffee is the same.
Oh, yeah.
With me, like I was saying, like my main goal was to open like a Mexican coffee shop. But then this opportunity came along and
what goes into a Mexican coffee shop versus a regular coffee shop?
It's just the different flavoring in it.
I didn't know there was different Mexican type of coffee.
I mean, there is. Like we have Café de Olla, which is in Mexico. They make it in like a...
Would you say that again?
Café de Olla.
I just want to hear because it sounds really cool how you say it.
Yes. in Mexico, there's a lot of different things that happen and lots of different things that they offer, but they have like, it's made out of clay. It's like a pot made out of clay.
Okay.
And they put it over fire.
Okay.
Like you're making a bonfire, they put the the pot over it.
Okay.
And they just let the coffee boil in there. And it definitely has a different taste.
Right.
Interesting. Like
a completely different taste. I feel like it tastes a lot better, to be honest with you.
We got to get into that.
Absolutely.
How long have you been open?
We've been open. This will be our third week.
Really, 3 weeks?
Yes.
And that's, I'll compliment you for, I love the entrepreneur. I mean, that was a little bit of a risk, right? You jumped in.
Yeah, definitely. It was quite a bit of a risk because, and completely different. Like, I worked for 10 years for the Dr. Tires, which is a tire shop that we have down in Bellevue. So coming from automotive to coffee is a completely different industry, but I love it. I like it.
We're at Jocelyn Flores Rise and Grind Coffee right next door to us here at 401 North Washington Street.
But with that said, tires to coffee, there's some similarities too. I mean, a good product, customer service.
Of course,
people remember
yes,
that stuff,
yes.
And that's important. You've been 10 years, so you obviously have a successful business in Bellevue.
Yes, thankfully, yes. It's been a long ride, but we've been there for 10 years, thank God, and thanks to the community that's been supporting right. us. And like you said, customer service is like our number one. It's always been our number one priority at the tire shop, and we're everything that we learn over there, we're trying to put it into works over here at the coffee shop as well.
Right.
So definitely customer service and the quality of our product and everything is number one.
Do some joint marketing, right?
Oh, yes.
You buy a set of tires, you get a free cup of coffee or vice versa.
Yes, we definitely have a lot of things in the works right now, trying to combine the coffee shop and the tire shop together. So we'll see how all that works.
So downtown, you're right next to us, so you're kind of an in-lot.
Yes.
You don't have a drive-through. So foot traffic, or do people pull up and jump in? Do they order online and you deliver? Not deliver, but you run the coffee out to them. Tell me about the customer base. How are they getting to your place?
Well, right now, I don't have online orders. I'm working on that.
Yeah.
We're working on building a website so that people can like just go in there and order online. But right now, people are actually pulling up. Like they are like, oh, I saw you guys on Facebook. Oh, I saw
That's
you
awesome.
Here. So they do come in and they tell me like, oh, I saw you on Facebook. Can I order this drink? Or they'll pull up their Facebook page, our Facebook page, and they'll be like, oh, can I get this drink or can I get that drink? And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
That's great.
But
you know
I
what
feel
I hope,
like advertisement is
you know
pretty
what I
big.
Hope, you know what I hope you never lose? You and your, who's your assistant? She's really nice.
Sonia.
She's
amazing.
I hope you guys, I know it's new and you're excited. I hope you never lose, because I've seen it. I've been in there and I've sat off to the side and just kind of watch. And somebody walks through the door and you guys always have a big smile. That might sound like, well, that's easy. You'd be shocked at how many times people walk into places and it's like the person is acting like you're bothering them.
No.
You're there to give them money, but it's almost like, oh, I have to wait on you. Please don't ever lose that beautiful spark that you guys have when people
Thank
walk
you.
Through the door.
And it's funny you say that because the first thing I told Sonia and the first thing I told myself, it's like, okay, no matter how bad of a day we're having, people walk in there in the mornings. They're already upset because we have to get up early. Who likes to get up early? Nobody. So the least thing that they want to see is a grumpy face serving their coffee.
That's
you know what I mean?
Beautiful. That's wonderful. Yeah. Please keep that going. Start with that.
Yes, we will. We will.
So your product line right now, you have a plethora. We have a lot of different coffees.
Yes.
Which is great. And then you're home baking those pastries, or are you making them there? Tell me about the pastries.
So the pastries are homemade, so we make them at home. Every week, I want to say every Wednesday, we bring in different kind of pastries.
Oh, nice.
So right now, I have tres leches cakes.
You have what?
Tres leches cakes. So it's three different kinds of milks that go into the cake.
Three different kinds of milk?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know there were three different kinds of milk, but go ahead.
So there's the evaporated milk, sweetened condensed milk, and then whatever milk that you prefer. So it's just to keep the cake really moist.
Got it.
See, I thought it was chocolate milk.
I thought it was all three.
Strawberry. Don't they have strawberry milk now?
I got a thing here. I've been looking for a Mexican coffee that has hints of chocolate. Do you know how to make that?
A Mexican coffee with hints of chocolate? I'm actually working on a drink called, it's inspired by a Mexican pastry, gansito. So, like, one of my friends described it. It's literally a Mexican Twinkie, but it's covered in chocolate, and then it's filled with cream, and it's filled with strawberries. So
yeah, that just doesn't sound very good at all.
It actually is it really good. So phenomenal. When I make it, I have to bring you one
Absolutely.
Over.
Absolutely.
But then there is another one that I'm working on. It's chocolate abuelita. So it's literally like hot chocolate, but it's the Mexican hot chocolate.
Well, that's exactly what they were asking there.
So those two would be kind of like the chocolate-based. But we're still not, they're still not out. So right. I'm still working on perfecting the flavors and everything to make them actually taste
That way. That's nice though, that you're excited about new products because you need that in any business. I mean, it should be 10-15% of your sales, new products. So, but that's great. You're working on that stuff.
I mean, you want something where somebody picks it up on the way to work.
It tells.
And goes to work, say, just even smell this coffee. Right. What is that?
Right,
it's
right.
La Carita. Yeah.
So that's a tough business. I mean, to make a lot of money, right?
And yes, just saying
that
is.
For advertising, which you can't go on TV. I mean, that's just crazy what they charge you on TV. How are you advertising?
Well, right now, our main base is Facebook and Instagram. And then I am working on making the punch cards. So like the loyalty cards.
Yeah.
And honestly, like I feel like with all the people that we made relationships over at the tire shop and stuff, they've always been really supportive of everything that we do. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my customers come based from the tire shop as well.
That's great.
And they put the word out for us and everything. And
Absolutely.
Like I said, we have other things in play that we want to work for towards the coffee shop to make it gain more customers. Mm-hmm. It's still not out there yet, and I don't know if I want to say it just yet until it's ready to go, but our main base right now is Facebook, and then just people take pictures of their drinks and post them on Snapchat, so that helps a lot, too.
And you're here on this show.
Yes,
there you
I'm
go.
Here.
This is it.
The community has just been really supportive with everything. Yeah. I think the guy from the newspaper came in too. Ariel, I think his name is.
Ariel for that?
Yes, him.
Oh, man, he's awesome.
So, I mean, we've had really good support.
He's going to try to get you to a Cuban coffee.
A Cuban coffee?
Yeah,
I'm up for the challenge.
His family's from Cuba.
Oh, okay.
And he will put together a Cuban coffee for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll definitely try that. I'm up for the challenge.
Awesome.
Got
a thing here from Mike. I'd love to hear about new places like this. I will be there.
Thank you.
People like to try it. We'd like to support new businesses as well.
Absolutely.
And I think people in Green Bay are pretty good about that. I really do.
Yes,
I think
they are.
They understand there's something new and they want to give it a try. So it's Rise and Grind.
Yes.
Not the International Coffee House. We're going to change it to that.
Yes.
You get your Cuban and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
No, Rise and Grind. And tell me what, it's right here on Washington Street, right across from Schreiber's headquarters, right next to WGBW. What hours?
Right next to the market.
Right next to the market.
So right now our hours are 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Oh.
Sundays we are open 7 to 1 p.m. But those Sundays going to be more of our temporary hours just until I can find someone that can stay there.
How hard
all
is
day.
That work? Because I can I be honest with you?
Yes.
It would be awesome if you guys were open at 6.
At 6 in the morning?
Yes. Because there is some traffic that goes through here at 6.
Honestly, I had thought about it, and I felt like maybe 7 was a little too late. But to be honest with you, the most traffic we get in there is in the afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good then.
But
I know how hard it is to find help.
Yes,
and to somebody
it is.
Get up at 4:30 or 5 in the morning and going to work. And
so. Definitely.
Also, we would just like it so that we could sneak over there and get a decent cup of coffee.
It's just us.
You know?
Why do you think it's always about us?
We got this watered down stuff here.
Wow. So, okay, give yourself a plug then. We got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Go ahead. Advertise yourself right here, right now.
Oh. Rise and Grind.
Rise and Grind. Go ahead.
I mean, come on down to Rise and Grind. We'll make your coffee very unique, customize it however you guys want it, and quality is always our number one priority, as well as customer service.
And yeah, for a little snack.
That's great.
And come down for a little snack, a little cake, a tres leches cake.
That afternoon interests me. So there are pick-me-ups? They come in for, you know, like,
oh, yeah,
like, you know, 3 o'clock, you know, tea at high noon, that type,
yeah,
of stuff.
Honestly, really, yeah.
Really, that's what people do.
Yeah, I've
that's
had people
cool.
come in like a minute towards closing to get a coffee.
Really?
I had someone come in to get an Americano at like 8:30 at night, and I'm just like, oh my goodness. Well,
they might be working all
I was going to say, yeah, they got the night shift.
Yeah. I did ask, and they said no.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, you have such a nice selection. It's easy to order. You got the pictures up there. I just, yeah, I really wish you a lot of success.
Thank
I think you,
you
got
thank
the right
you.
Attitude, I'll tell you that. So.
And keep smiling.
Yeah, oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
That goes a long way. Jocelyn Flores, Rise and Green, beautiful, wonderful coffee shop. And they got all the gelatos, as I mentioned.
Yes, we do.
And wonderful stuff. You keep letting us know when you have the new things on your menu,
right.
okay?
I will. I'll bring right. some more for you guys to try it, too.
We'll
do that.
Jocelyn Flores, Rise and Grind, right next to us here on North Washington Street in Green Bay. Best of luck to you. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you, guys.
Quick break. Back after us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Might of the Mayor here. Special thanks to Jocelyn Flores for dropping by Rise and Grind. How good did that one dessert sound? That she makes.
Is it Rise and Grind or Rise and Grand?
Grind. Yeah, as in grinding beans. Grinding
yeah, sorry, that was
beans.
Misprinted
oh,
on
I just
there.
Oh, I didn't know, because so, yep. I saw that, and she's mentioned. So Rise and Grind, and she. What I like about her is, if you have a suggestion, I think she's going to act on
I
it.
I know. But that thing
which is
with
good.
The strawberries and the cream and the whatever,
oh,
it's like,
Twinkie?
If
that's going to last 25 years like the Twinkies today.
God, does that sound delicious.
Yeah.
Wow. And even that Mexican coffee she was talking
right.
about.
Right.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing though. I had Cuban coffee one time. She's talking about getting Ariel Perez in there, mm-hmm. and I you ever have Cuban coffee?
No,
I had it one time. Two types of coffee that knocked me on my butt. I had Cuban coffee one time. All right, and the other one was and Lisa. I talked to Lisa about this, Todd. It's a Louisiana type coffee where they use
oh, yeah.
chicory.
Yep.
And this one guy, assistant coach for the Packers, I used to have to get there super early to knock out these interviews with the coach for a network, yada, yada. So I was there at like 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy, I can't remember his name, he was like special teams coach. And he said, hey, Johnny, you want some coffee? I'd grab some from the gas station. Well, don't even. I thought, what? He goes, get over here. He's this big old redneck kind of, you know yeah. what I mean? He goes, smell this. I go, oh my God, is that good? He goes, you're having some Louisiana coffee.
Yeah, there's.
And I'll tell you, for the rest of I could run a marathon. I could.
Yeah, right. There's some.
That, woo!
Yeah, they got the caffeine.
Did that
there.
Get me going for the rest that, of the day?
She talked about that making of the coffee, not just the grounds. The making of it can change
yeah.
it as well.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool with that clay. And she talked about over the real fire. So
I think
that's gonna be
cool.
fun to watch that company grow. And
yes.
I think if they're gonna grow through their unique products, it sure sounds that way.
And you know, I seeing a thing on Facebook or not. But okay, but it's a golfer. He goes, why is it guys get so excited to go golfing and we get it lined up and we get out of work or a weekend morning and we clear it and we're all excited and we walk into that pro shop and that guy behind the desk acts like,
yeah,
why are you here? We don't want you. It's like, why can't you be welcoming?
No.
And I had that at a store the other day. I'm not even going to say the story, but I told you that story.
Yeah.
I was so angry when I walked out. I had to sit in my car and like decompress to not go back in and go off.
Sarah actually messaged this morning, too. She said, I walked out of a coffee shop on Monday because I was ignored.
Is
so
that
you're something? You're losing guests.
And the store I went to, I wasn't, it was a technical kind of store, you know, yada, 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 yada. So obviously I'm going in unarmed, and it was so condescending towards me. It was like, whoa.
I told you I had that experience, too. And Ryan was with me. We returned those tables, and
oh yeah,
it's just like, the guy's just like, give me a hard time. I'm just like, come on, man. I just
yes.
you made a fortune off this.
Yes.
You know, it's Anyway,
what is it? Is it an ego thing? Or what is it with people when you have a job and you're working with people, but you're a jerk to the people that are coming in to give you their money?
I don't know if it's
the I would love to run a business and I'd have cameras, and as first person I saw do like that, boom, out the door. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, and maybe it's a training issue.
Out the door.
It could be a training issue.
Out the door. Could we do that with interns? Out the door.
These younger people, I think, are a little bit better. I don't know what it was at the coffee shop, but both of our bad experiences were a little bit older.
Much older. Like our age older type.
What does that tell you guys?
Well, I think that tells
it means
you
they
that,
shouldn't still be working.
No, I think
old people shouldn't work.
They thought they could retire, and because of the world, they can't. So they had to go back to work. They're a little bit mad.
I would be angry about that, sure. Huh? I would, yeah.
And I think, but it's not my problem.
Can I tell you something I sensed? What I sensed was this guy once had a position of authority, okay? And now he's like a greeter type of thing, but he still wants to persona that he's above you and he's in charge?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Tell me you haven't seen that. Not the same thing. I mean, you talked to Ryan about that. You know who, though, is people who have worked and then they take another job that are really happy people. I mentioned this one time on the show, butchers. You go into a store, and those guys maybe worked at AFG.
Yeah, some of them even have all their fingers.
Yeah.
Those old guys.
I'll take four.
Has anybody ever had a shop teacher that had all his fingers?
No.
Is that?
I did.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Great guy, but yeah.
Yep.
But that's, and they're so happy to be working. They didn't want to retire. They kind of, maybe they had to retire, and they wanted to find something. They don't want to be a greeter in a tech shop.
Right.
They want to work with meat. And so they find these jobs that, you know, the Century, or not called Century anymore, but Pick and Save. And I'm telling you, I love those guys. They're happy. And
absolutely.
They're like, look, did you ever try this? And I'm like, no, let me give it a whirl. But anyway.
You know, it's funny you remember things like that. Because you know what I just think the other day? At Russo's Grocery Store in Agani. That's where everybody went, was Russo's, okay? And it was Charlie Russo behind, or Buster, whatever. It's all brothers. It's like five brothers, okay? Old school, whatever. But I'll never forget that. Even this one lady that took care of the priests. You know, they'd have that one lady in the rectory.
Oh,
who,
yeah.
She's like a librarian. You know, they all look at those types of people, did the cooking. And she's like, the bishop is coming. And he likes that lean so-and-so.
Right.
Yes, can you? Yeah. And it's like he knew exactly what the bishop wanted when he came there, okay?
That's awesome.
My dad would be like, Buster, Charlie would be like, hey, Jimmy, I got you. You still want that? So I got this good stew meat for Josephine. Those kind of things, we never appreciate that in that era,
right?
How wonderful those kind of people were to deal with.
And you talk about Conop's Meat Market. They knew my dad because he would certain salts or head cheese, as you guys call it. And merchants, too, up in Dykes. That's a good place, too. And that stuff, you would drive the extra mile.
Absolutely.
Pay the extra dollar, $2 a pound or whatever it is. But, yeah,
I love the grocery business. And I think if you find a good produce person, meat person, kind of stuff, that love to teach people, that's when it's the best. When a meat guy goes, here's why you want to do it this way. Don't do that because blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And those guys are, they're chill. They're not anxious. They're not like in a hurry. They walk you around the store and I'm like, wow. It's too bad not everybody's like that.
Yeah.
But when I think of the other thing is that what I was talking about was training. It's a good job match. They worked in the industry and now they get to work in the industry with people.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that guy you talked to, just his Social Security wasn't enough and his wife said, you know, we need an extra couple grand. And so, you know what I mean? He probably wasn't happy. And that's too bad because he took it out on you.
Yeah. I almost took it back out.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you counted to 10.
Yes, thank goodness.
I think you made it to 4.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.